Okay, Jen, go for it.
Great.
Just the name and name and where she's from. You gotta just talk to Jen.
What are you hoping to get out of the debate tonight after watching it?
What am I hoping to get out of it? I don't know that I'm going to get anything out of it because I know how I'm voting. I don't know, maybe a feel for what other people are thinking. Maybe I can get that out of it, maybe some hope.
How do you think the debate's going to impact voters even more?
I don't know. I wish I did. I think we're like in these unprecedented times, and I'm really not sure. I've been politically active for quite a while now, and this election really has me very perplexed. I can't believe that we have a felon running for president. You know, I'm hoping something's going to knock him out of the race. You know? Yeah.
And so what are the benefits of coming to a watch party?
For me, solidarity is what this is about. I've been following the Devil's Advocates that they're like hosts here for years, and I've been part of like a lot of progressive stuff around Madison for a long time. Been out of touch the past few years with COVID and things, and just thought I might see some kindred spirits here, and was hoping to, you know, see Mike and Dom and just kind of say hi. Well, Donald Trump lost this debate walking in. He's a felon. He should not be running for president. He's disqualified. He fomented an insurrection on the Capitol. I watched it with my eyes. I'm an activist. I'm an advocate. I've been to the Capitol. I've been to senators' offices trying to get legislation passed for good stuff, like, you know, things to deal with opioid crises and, you know, good stuff. And I've never seen the Capitol so disrespected in the way that they did. Watching them go through the windows, watching them on the scaffolding at first, I was like, oh my God, is this really happening? Is this happening? And I'm still in shock, I gotta say, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. Jen,
you got her name on camera when I was rolling?
I'm sorry?
Did you get her name while I was rolling?
Not while you were rolling.
Yeah, just tell me your name, ma'am, and where you're from.
Oh, Christine McDonough, and I'm from Sun Prairie.
Just spell it for me.
CHRISTINEMCDONOUGH, and Sun Prairie.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I hope I gave you.
No, you did. It was great.